Blog Talk Radio.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
I feel the need for speed.
Wow, he's really fast, isn't he?
Yeah, but.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time. Nothing else matters, not the mortgage, not the store, not my team and all their bullshit. For those 10 seconds of love, I'm free.
Welcome to VHS Series Live. My name is Rob Young. I will be your host for the next 90 minutes. Welcome back, guys. We had a good show last week. We had a listener in New Zealand. So that was kind of cool. So if you have an S10 down in New Zealand, I had to look. I didn't know New Zealand had drag racing, but apparently they do some pretty cool drag racing down there. So, give us a call or get in touch with us. You can call us up on Skype also, so that also works. All right, so run down the list of our sponsors. Today we have Murphy Wallace from LS Simple. We'll be talking about all about what he has going on. He's got just about the nicest brackets, I think, out there. Real great guy, always willing to help you, so I see he's on the line. So, hang out, Murphy. We have Performance Dynamics Speed Shop, Brandon Terry over there. He gets all your AN fittings and all the different stuff. And if you're into RC cars, check out his website, getfast1.com, and your discount code can also be applied to that stuff. So he's pretty passionate about that too. We have Black Widow Mufflers. Bill Speed over there. If you check out blackmetalmufflers.com and use the discount code BWV8SSeries20, you'll get 20% off your order. We got John Doherty over there at Doherty Racing Cams. He does a really good job of running one of his cams in the truck. When we upgrade to turbo, we'll also be going with him. Extreme Automatics, Lonnie, check him out over there. He's in Ohio. Just the best, again, a real passionate guy about what the product he puts out. He backs it up by an awesome warranty. I think it's like $250 for the lifetime of the transmission. Send it back to him. He'll go through it, refresh it. If anything needs to be fixed, he'll fix it and get it back to you. So, and we deal with Nitrous Express and Painless Performance wiring kits and stuff like that. I will be looking for another wiring harness. Painless, don't get me wrong, they put out really good stuff, but it's a lot of you guys, it's out of your budget, certainly out of my budget, so we're going to look for some cheaper options that are still really good quality. So that's that. What else we got going on? I have talked to Gary Sparks, and he recommended two drag strips that I should look at over in North Carolina for doing our big show this year. And it looks like Rockingham and Mooresville over there in North Carolina. So I'm going to get in touch with those tracks and see what they would charge for renting the track out and get you guys over there to have a big party. So we will keep you informed about that. So without further ado, it must be a busy night, Saturday night. Everybody's partying. Murphy Wallace, how are you, sir?
All right, what's going on, Rob?
Not too much, brother. It's good to be back. Awesome to be back. So tell everybody a little bit about yourself, Murphy. I know you come from an extensive background of car parts, and you started doing this thing a few years back. I know because I got one of your like prototype ones that you sent over to me, and now you're even putting them in pretty boxes. So something must be going on.
Yeah, it's all a progression. Yeah, we started out with a piece of cardboard. Yeah, we've figured out these little constrictions on these different vehicles, the S10s. You know, they're a little close in the front and down by the frames. Air conditioning don't like it down at the bottom. So we make little simple kits for that. And then I preassemble them and put them in a lot nicer boxes now. Yeah, we dumpster dived there for a while.
Oh, yeah. Those were duct taped together, but what came out was really cool. Yeah, I know, talking about, I'll step back for a minute. Talking about close, I tell you what, Murphy, you could probably stick about, I don't know, 5 playing cards between my power steering pump and the power steering box. It's close. You get them in there.
Heck
close.
Yeah. Yeah, you was using a regular power steering pulley over.
I kind of recommend
just because of the mounts, using a small one.
Okay.
You know, the small metal pulley. I don't think we had it out whenever we did your kit to start with.
No, you know, I was running into problems getting that damn thing off, and now it's spinning. It doesn't spin exactly straight, so I want to upgrade the steering pump. Now, what is a good upgrade for something like that for my 6-liter LS?
Well, my kits are made to reuse truck accessories, which are really inexpensive. Say you don't even have them, you can buy them new at the parts store, and then use our small metal pulley kit. It's called our LS Simple Small Metal Pulley Kit. It comes with the power steering pulley, and it's not the plastic one. It's a metal one, you know. That's why I named it that. Kind of descriptive title. But that gives you a lot more clearance on your gearbox, and what happens then is the idler pulley goes above the pulley on the pump instead of down below it, and that gives you more room and tucks it in tighter. And then, like some of these guys that do AC, you know, we got a compressor kit that comes with the compressor, the idler, the tensioner, the belt. I want it where when you take it out of the box, you put it on. You don't have to go to the parts store. So I ask you all these crazy questions of how big your alternator is, which everybody says, well, I got a truck alternator. Well, they make a couple of different frame sizes, and that affects the belt length, you know. About an inch difference in between the two different size alternators. But that small metal pulley kit will give you plenty of room on your gearbox because some of these mounts sit lower, some of them sag over time, you know. So
yeah,
I just suggest the small metal pulley on there. And then say a guy's going to put one in a little S10 truck, get an F-body balancer, you know, crank pulley, 9802 Camaro, and do it the F-body spacing. And then get just a truck power steering pump, and then we supply the pulley, use a truck alternator, basic, you know. And then I think on yours what we did, F-body spacing using a Corvette water pump, and then we put a spacer kit on it to move it out.
Yes, sir, we did. And that works.
And
that
then
works
used
real
the Corvette
nice,
tensioner.
Yep, especially with those. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That gives you a better top hose, too, you know, where it's at. You know, it gives
it
you a better exit on that.
Yep, and with these the Intrepid fans that I have on there, I'm running the 4.3 radiator still. So that keeps that you know, 6-liter nice and cool. But, yeah, it makes up a lot of room. How much did you say I gain on that, 3/4 inch or so?
Yes, sir. That's 3/4 inch, and that's a mile on the S10.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, they get real tight.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, like a guy goes to a junkyard, a salvage yard, and buys him, a Tahoe motor takeout, which is this most inexpensive route. You have a heck of a power plant, motor and trans, and then, you know, everything's going to hit everything. And then buy a couple of simple, get the LS Simple Small Metal Pulley Kit, get a car crank pulley, a car water pump. Now you use a car intake, and now you're sitting in there pretty, you know. And that's inexpensive relative to what we used to pay for 350 horsepower back in the day. Shoot.
Oh, absolutely. I remember, I had my 77 Camaro with a, Chris, I think it was a 71 small block Chevy 400 cubic inch, the old steam heads on there. That was that. You had to pay a lot of money to go fast back then.
Relatively, heck yeah.
You know, I was talking to somebody about LS motors, you know, and they're just, I don't know, everybody's got them. I said, yeah, but you name me any engine, you can go to a junkyard, spend, oh, I don't know, $800, and then get a cheap harness, you know, throw it in there, do a simple cam upgrade, and you're already at 350 wheel horsepower. Come on. You can't do that. And the motor's got 100,000 miles on it. You know, by the time they got 100,000 miles back when we were kids,
they're done.
It was smoking.
Heck yeah.
You know,
yeah, these
I'm
motors are amazing, man.
Oh, they are. They are. You know, so you see, I got mine out there, and it went to show off to the kid a little bit, and the hood come up on me because I forgot the latch was back on the bench. So, one of them moments, man. I'll tell you what. So what else? What else is
that's
it? You
the
know
tragic
what?
The tragedy of being in Colorado, huh?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's the mountain air. It's the mountain air. It gets me every time. You know, that's what I like about you, Murphy, because, you know, you built the one for mine, and then, you know, you saw that it's a little close, you know, let's do something different. So you're never done. You're always looking at something, thinking of a better way to make it, you know, to fit it in.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the awesome part.
We've evolved a little more now, so we have to deal with less human error. You know, and the brackets are made from like laser cut, not water jetted or anything, you know.
Yeah.
They're cut with a laser, so the edges are like really super smooth. And cutting it out of bracket steel and it flat, and then just doing our offset there instead of having to deal with a press. Because that man might have had a bad weekend, you know. I'd rather take that part out. Yeah, and then that changes a lot of things, and, just over the course of time, I've got it down now where I'm pretty satisfied. Now, a lot of these cats are putting, you know, like you're talking about a turbo, and some of them I got. Like, I built one for a guy today. He's got this electric water pump on the front of his motor. It's got a big old knot right in the middle of everything with running just the alternator. But you got to have a way of tensioning the belt. So we got a driver's tensioner. So the belt never leaves the driver's side of the motor. And, actually has a pulley to kick it back past that big old water pump neck. And, you know, the guy had no other option, really, you know. And I figured out how to make that clear, that big knot of a water pump, just by mocking it up on the engine and going and buying some big old pulleys. one of them's real big where it kicks the belt over, runs the alternator, comes right back to the crank, and the tensioner's right there on the same side. I make a lot of kits I don't advertise because they're in my head.
That's what it's doing.
For hot rods, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got some crazy stuff out there. And Facebook's good, you know, to get in there and, you know, listen to these guys. I don't comment a lot in there. I listen and learn, you know, sit back and see what they need. You know, eventually they'll ask.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll promote the hell out of you, that's for sure. Now, you have a cool system that I did not start with a 4.3, so I couldn't take advantage of it. But you have a system that basically you can keep your air conditioning right where it was, factory, and swapping an LS into your whatever, Blazer or truck, right?
Yeah, I say a lot of them, you've got to have a good bit of headroom because of the way it puts the compressor, you know. And a lot of them fellas use those on the twin, like turbo ones, because those reverse manifolds come straight out, like right in the middle of them, you know.
Okay.
And it puts the compressor on the driver's side high and the alternator on the passenger side top. And some MS-10s get a little close on the top. It's lower than a truck intake, but, you know, some of these mounts are setting it up high, some set it low, you know. It just depends on where you're getting your mounts, you know. The ones that set it low, they work fine. But some of those mounts set the engine up real high, you know, for, I guess, to clear other things like headers. It's all getting the parts to agree, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's what I like.
What the worst thing is for these guys to go buy a bunch of stuff that don't fit, you know, and then have to sell it for a fraction of the price just to get rid of it, you know, after they pay good money for it by not researching a little bit, you know.
Yeah, and that's, you know what, from the beginning you've said that, and so you take it upon yourself, and I don't know how you get anything else done because of other people hit you up as much as I do, you know, hey, Murphy, what about this, what about that, you know, I was having a problem with that belt length, and you helped me out there. So I'm guessing a lot of people get with you, but you are very thorough. You will take the time out of your day to explain something, or, you know, break it down just like you said. Hey, it depends what kind of mounts. I can't guarantee it's gonna, you know, fit with yours, but, you know, I'll try and do the research and find out for you or whatever. So
I enjoy what I do. You know what I like is I'm not a big in these groups except for like ones that keep people under control. You know, the haters thing ain't cool, you know. Your group's positive, and your guys that watch out for it too are like looking for that. You know, it ain't a hate-a-thon. Oh man, no. Some of them, I don't want my product even mentioned in there because of all the crap going on.
There
a guy
a
builds something, he likes it, right? That's his. He paid for it. Let him like it, you know. Some guys like fat women, you know. Just let him like it, you know. You ain't got to hate him for it.
No.
Or they want to get in there and be negative. A guy asks a question, and y'all don't put up with it.
We haven't from the beginning. I was always that kind of person, you know.
And how many members you got now? Holy crap.
We're up. I disabled a lot of accounts that were just not active on Facebook, so I kicked all those out of the group. So we're coming up on 18,000 again. And the last numbers I saw in the group, let me see here. I don't even know where it is. Group insights here. So this is for the last, my page will load here. Here we go. So in the last 28 days, we've, where is it? What it tells you here? It's kind of cool. They give you all the different numbers and stuff. So right now we're knocking on 18,000. We're 17,970. But it tells you how many people are active in the group. You know, we get anywhere 18,000-20,000 different posts and comments and all that kind of good stuff. So
that's
everybody's
crazy.
Active in the group. Yeah, it is. And you know what's funny? I had to. I'm glad you reminded me. Somebody got upset because, you know, they posted a for sale ad. And it was kind of a gray area. It was like, I'm thinking about selling these. And I'm like, okay, you know, just not in here. There's groups that deal with for sale stuff. We just like to keep our group, you know, flowing with the questions about swaps and stuff like that. So,
whether it's carbureted or injected, a guy wants to do a carbureted one, and I can't help him, but I think it's cool. You know, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. So, you know, so
now if you want to put a carburetor on an LS motor, no. That's another thing.
Heck yeah.
What it is, ain't it?
Yeah. Well, you get a little bit more speed out of that carburetor, right? All the tests I've seen, but I don't know. I like the gas mileage. And the throttle response. But so he got.
I tell most of these cats that they're gonna lift regardless.
Oh yeah. So anyway, he got upset, and you know, he wound up leaving the group. But it's funny how many members said, "Hey, look, that doesn't belong here. You move it somewhere else." There was like five different comments. So everybody polices themselves. So it puts
that's
a little
bit
more faith in humanity for me. I'm like, geez, you know, people can follow rules and we only got, what, three of them, Murphy? It's, you know, no for sale ads, no F-bombs, and post up a lot of pictures of your truck because, you know, we like pictures of your truck. So they're
yeah,
really
they're going to be somebody upset. That's the way
yeah,
it goes.
Right. Yeah, it's all right.
I seen
that's
somebody right. that was mad today, you know. I think it was my old lady. I try
yeah.
to let it go. I
so
know how to get rid of that. I just go outside of the shop.
Oh,
them
yeah,
old cars don't
yeah.
give me no trouble.
No, no, no. Hey, that Firebird you got, that gold Firebird, you know, we got nobody on the line right now. It must be a party night or something. I don't know. Oh, wait, Super Bowl weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why we have no listeners tonight. They're all out partying.
They're
I get it now. Jeez, they're drinking. It's a drinking holiday. Totally forgot about that. Haven't had a drink in over 10 years. But that car, what, is that a Chip Foose car? Did Chip Foose do that or no?
No, I met him.
Oh, okay. All right.
I built that car I had that car 40 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had it when I was in high school.
That is an
it's got a LSX 454 with a Magnuson TVS 2300 blower on it.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's nasty.
That's a
fun it's fun.
That's
yeah,
a fun
I just, when I go up to the parts store, it's like, you know, how far can you leave a black mark?
yeah.
And how quick can you shift it? It's got 6-speed in it.
No,
yeah,
no,
that thing's fun.
What your motor is or what your car is that?
It's a 67.
Okay,
I 67. Call it the Freebird.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you what.
Yeah, it's kind of a Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute car, redneck mobile.
Oh, yeah. My landlord at one point had a 71 Chevelle LS6, the, was it 454, 450 horsepower, 4-speed? That was a nasty car. Just laid rubber
in the yeah, I had them in there, and back in the day, that's what it had in it. A 4-speed, big block Chevy. And that was the stuff back in the day. And then
yeah.
now these LS motors, shoot. That motor center now is like something crazy, man. It just, it'll go up 7,000-8,000 RPM. It's like, as soon as you hit it, it's there. It don't take it no time. Spin the tires off of it. I can burn out in third gear going down the road 60 miles an hour and hit it and just spin them off.
Ooh,
yeah, that's an adventure. It's scary,
wow.
man, because it's like you hit a patch of ice. Better be ready.
Oh, yeah. The first time mine broke loose at like 40 miles an hour, it scared the hell out of me.
That's crazy. That's a different realm right there.
It is.
It's what you
it
always
is.
Wanted to be able to do. You
yeah,
know,
oh, yeah.
whenever you're messing with old carburetors, you can hardly ever get that.
No. You hear those dual quads, or, you know, the single quad kick in. Ooh, make a whole bunch of noise.
Yeah.
Do that.
It'd be moaning. Now it's like,
oh, yeah. The throttle response off of fuel injection is just ridiculous. Yep.
Was it snowing there where you at?
No, sir, it's not. Is it supposed to be? I don't know. I'm in the basement right now.
We in Colorado. I figure snow there a lot.
No, man, you know that is a misconception. Well, first of all, I did move into a part where it's pretty much a bubble. So, you know, it snows in Denver. It snows north of here in, you know, Montana. It snows down south. We have one of our members down there always post pictures. It's snowing. It don't snow here. You know, it was actually 60 degrees today. 60 degrees in northern Colorado. So we get
that's
snow.
Crazy.
It's gone in 2 days. It's not as bad as everybody makes it out to be. It'll steal your horsepower, but, you know, that's about it. Being a mile up in the air. That's why I'm, you know,
yeah.
I'm definitely going to be going turbo because I can't, no. Naturally aspirated at a mile high is not good.
Oh, that's crazy.
Well,
yeah, it's
I
been
lost.
Nice to hear today, man. And before that, it was freezing our butts off. Yeah, it's good now. It's nice out there.
Now, Murphy, if we throw a big party over in North Carolina, you're going to come down, right?
Yeah, that'd be close enough.
Very good.
I don't get out much. I'm a homeboy.
Yeah, you know, big old drag race. I figure we can, you know, we're all family. We've been knowing each other for a long
time. Yeah,
you're that
close. I can make it.
Absolutely.
I can make
it. All right, good. Yeah, that's like the Missouri.
Heck yeah, we're going back a good ways now, ain't we? About 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, we are.
That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I've watched that thing, just your group there just go wild.
You know, and I was, you know, well, not talking about it, but my super hack that put me out of business for about a year and a half. But, you know, I was like, oh, I lost it. You know, it's gone. But no way, man. Our 16 administrators kept it up and going. Everybody's, you know, we're still getting. Well, here, we'll go back to the stats on Facebook here. Let's, what did I say? We've approved 234 members in the last month, and these are members that answer the questions, and they actually want to be in the group. We don't just mass add everybody. They got to answer a couple questions just to get in the group, and there's other details here, but here we go. 27,800 posts, comments, and reactions in the last 28 days. We're up. Up 53% from last month. So,
you got the website cooking now, ain't you?
I'm telling you, man. Yeah, absolutely. That felt real good to get back online. It felt even better to get all my old content back up online. we are secure now. It's funny because if I go into the dashboard for the website, it's a whole bunch of technical jargon and stuff like that, but it breaks it down into who's trying to hack my website. And you can see there's a bunch of China stuff, Russia stuff, all kinds of different stuff. People trying to log in with usernames that don't exist and passwords that don't exist and all kinds of stuff. But I have we've paid for very good security, so you guys don't have to worry about if you're ordering something off the website, because we go through Square. That's all encrypted, so there's no chance of anything happening now. I get daily reports and everything, so I don't take security lately anymore.
Heck yeah.
So when we
I got one of my hoodies on right now, the blue hoodies.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love the same.
I did want to go over, just in case you guys are listening, that my vinyl, now this is, I love, Murphy, I can pick up the phone or I can hit you up on Facebook and you're right back with me, and I can imagine you're like that with a lot of people. This company that I have do the vinyl graphics did a terrible job. I told them that I wanted 21 inches wide. They did 18. They took it upon themselves to do 18. I ordered two blues and one orange, and they gave me some cockamamie. They're like, oh, well, sorry about that mix-up, and sure, we'll get them reprinted. You think you can cover 50% of the cost and the shipping? I said, are you kidding?
We're going to tell you the wrong thing. They're going to charge you again.
50% off. Like, you know, hey, who can pass up that deal? That's just great. I'll only pay half of your screw up. Thanks.
That's pitiful.
It is very pitiful. So I'm going to be, I'm going to get them to reprint them because they at least owe me that. And I'm going to be working with, hopefully, the same guy that wrapped the food truck. He does all that printed vinyl and stuff, so hopefully I can figure out a way to do business with him, maybe get the state chapters separate so he doesn't have to print them on demand, make it less of a hassle, but we'll figure that out. But it just, you know, I wanted to mention that. It's just because of quality. You know, they put out a great product, but the customer service is terrible. Murphy, they misspelled Australian.
Oh, I might have messed that one up myself, but I think I'd Google it or something.
You know, I thought that too, but I forget one of our illustrious 50 states they misspelled also. So you know, and I let it go because the printed stuff is really nice, and you know, But you figure, who can screw up a vinyl graphic that bad? I don't
And that's
get
what
it.
You do for a living, man. That's good. Oh,
yeah.
Michael.
Yeah, you know, and I saw their website because I haven't done it in probably 3 years. And I was like, oh, they've expanded. Maybe their quality has gone up. And unfortunately, no. It must have taken 20 emails back and forth just to get the information to get these things printed. And I thought we were on the same page, but obviously not. So anyway, I'll be looking for new ones of those. Just nobody wants to do good work anymore. So what else you got going on, Murphy? Any new stuff coming up for you?
Let's see. I'm working on it. I build one, you know, every once in a while, something crazy.
Yeah.
And it's not an S10 related, but it's a 38 Dodge. Yeah, it's crazy. It's a big old wild looking truck, 38 Dodge truck. It's going to have a 6.0 with a blower on it, Magnuson TVS 2300. Yeah, I'm going to put a jack shaft blower with a cog belt set up where the whistle going down the road. It's going to be pretty cool. A 38 Dodge. Crazy. Big, man, it's got headlight bigger than my head on it.
Oh, yeah.
I got a big old head, too. Yeah, it's got big old headlights on it. It's a crazy looking. Fenders are just gigantic. Yeah, a fender weighs about 100 pounds. Yeah, we're going to lower it. It's 8-lug. We're putting it on a 02 Silverado frame, you know, where it'd be modern suspension.
I got it.
And it's
going to
be a dually. Yeah, it's going to be pretty bad. And I've become the El Camino kid. Everybody's bringing me El Caminos to do G-bodies.
No, oh, yeah.
They're similar to LS under the hoods, you know, except they got a little more room in the front. A lot more room in the front. But the frames are pretty similar. But them things will fly, too. You just put a little 5.3 in them with a... I always rebuild the transmissions. I don't put them in used. I do the used motors and refresh them and then build the transmission.
Yeah.
And they last because, you know, you take one of these motors, shoot, they can have 200,000 miles on them, still purr like a kitten, and put a 200,000 mile transmission and then dog it out. They just don't last. Rebuild
it.
You might have some.
It's exactly what happened with mine. I bought my 4L80 used, and it kind of crapped out. So, you know, that's when one of our sponsors put me in touch with, it was Greg Comos, put me in touch with Lonnie from Extreme Automatics. And he makes it one hell of a transmission. I think he's at $2,200. My transmission is a stage one. It's the wimpiest transmission, shall we say, that he builds, and it's good up to 1,000 horsepower. So,
holy crap!
I don't think I'll be breaking 1,000 horsepower anytime soon. And like I was saying, you know, another guy that believes in his product, you know, he has a refresh fee of like I think it's $250. You put this thing on a pallet, send it back to him. He'll go through it race season after race season for $250. If anything looks worn, needs to be replaced, he'll do it. And if, you know, he'll put new clutches in it and stuff like that and send it back to you. I don't think anybody else. No, you can't beat that at all. So, Lonnie's
he gets a deal on bulk. He does lots of stuff.
Oh, yeah. But I went down to his shop.
Cool.
I went through, he's in Ohio there, and real cool guy. You know, he patented his own 4L80E transbrake. I believe it's a reverse valve body, but he got in a CAD system and he did it all himself. And he has a water jet machine.
Wow!
So, yep. So those
Smart
are the kind of
cat.
People that I. Well, so are you, Jesus. it's definitely I respect that. And if you guys know of anybody that builds stuff, makes stuff that we can use in our group. Get in contact with me because I'll be interested in doing business with them. I'm not really, you know, worried about making $1 million. Christ, you know, besides a bracket and being a good friend, that's where Murphy and I are at, and that's the way I am with most of my sponsors. I call them sponsors, but, you know, it's people that I like to promote And if a race event comes around, you know what? Murphy ain't afraid to say, hey, I'd like to sponsor the show. And that's what I like. That's how I do business. I'm not a big corporation.
That's it. You got to look after cats that help you, you know.
Absolutely. And in turn, you know, by helping me or, you know, giving a discount, you help out thousands of other guys that are just, you know, on budgets and stuff. Now that 38.
Oh yeah, a lot of young members take advantage of our. We give a 10% discount.
Yep.
10%. You know, it's not. It ain't bad. It's a V8 S series.
Yep.
And,
yep.
And get a. And buy a couple beers.
Oh yeah, definitely buy a couple beers. What's that come to me? I think that's like $25 off. Of the total order, which is really good. Brandon over at Brandon gives our guys 8% off of his stuff, and that's all you know, his speed parts and anything he has in his shop. And I think Bill Speed gives us 20% off, and it's all, you know, all of it helps. And I in turn give guys up to 20% off of Nitrous Express parts. You know, those are prices that you can find on Jegs. And you come to me, hey, Rob, this is what Jeg's got it for. What can you do? And for full kits, I'll do, you know, up to 20% off on those. So it's just saving guys like $250, you know.
Very good.
That's just the way the world goes around. You go around. Yeah, I can talk. So I was looking at a 38 Dodge. My goodness, you doing a coupe or are you doing a pickup? Or
that's a truck. 38 Dodge truck.
Okay,
that thing was crazy, man.
That is
a bad-looking little truck. You're going to do a dually on it. Have dual wheels in the back.
Okay.
And 4L80 trans, two-wheel drive. Yeah, I'm going to have to, I guess, put the brake booster. We're going to probably put Hydro Boost brakes and mount them under the cab.
Okay.
I did a 55 Chevy truck like that.
Yeah,
I did that old truck and made it weird. I made it where it had three hoods on it.
Okay.
It had the main hood and two underneath. I put the motor so low in the engine compartment, I built a chrome top for it. It looks like a barbecue grill. You don't even see the motor. You open the hood up, nice. And it's just flat. LS motor in there.
Nice. I'd love to do that with my LS. I can't stand that truck manifold. That's the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Those manifold, those intakes do, but they sure don't look too sharp.
No. I had a guy locally that shaved them down. They look okay, and once you shave them down a little bit, that plastic welding and stuff. So.
I've seen some look really cool. They paint them up. Yeah, they look sharp.
Yeah, we had another guy I was talking to a couple of years ago, I guess, maybe a year ago. And he does that hydro dipping where they dip it in kind of like a liquid sticker, and it comes out, you know, whatever design you want, which I thought that was
pretty cool. Yeah, those look cool.
Yeah, man. So what else we got going on? No more new innovations or anything for you. I have no idea. Well, I tell you what, we pretty much have nobody on the lines. That's a very strange thing. I've never had that before.
They've probably seen who it was. It's that old boring LS Simple man.
Hell no. Well, you know what?
I'm not a crowd. I don't draw a crowd like I used to.
None of us do.
Oh, well.
None of us do.
Well, you know what they're doing? They ain't studying their trucks right now. They out getting drunk, getting ready for a Super Bowl.
Well, that's why I say, you know, so next week will be a little bit more. But I wanted to thank you personally for the donation, Murphy, to get our website back up and running. Like I said, all the sponsors will have, you know, at least a link to your About Us page. Murphy, we have to talk about your website. I know a guy might be able to spruce you up a little bit. Get you into
it looks pitiful, don't it? Yes. It's just something that I've done, and I'm not a very good web creator, but I do most of my stuff on the phone. People call me that I've dealt with for I've got a lot of shops across, I guess, the United States, you'd say, because I ship stuff everywhere, thanks to the World Wide Web.
Yeah,
and I do. They call me, you know, after they, like, I have guys from these different speed shops that call me all the time, and they keep me busy. Yeah, and it's not my website. I do a good bit of, you know, sales on there, but it takes a real diligent shopper.
Yes, to figure out where everything is and how to get there, and the secret bat number you have to dial to get to.
Yeah, so they make it that far. They're serious, you know what I mean?
They are serious. They're buying. You better put that cart in front of them, absolutely.
They're pushing it through the jungle. They're trying to figure out how to navigate this crap. What do you call this? Mass confusion. I thank you very much.
Yes.
We'll
get you in contact with my guy here. He can hook you up. We're gonna put basically an about, you know, about page, and then just link to your website with the discount code. I already got the discount code up there. Guys, you can head over to the website. It's under sponsors, and just look down the list and see what you need. And we'll be, you know, giving you guys as sponsors a spot on the page if you want to showcase a specific bracket. Of course, it would be the S10 bracket for, you know, for our application, and just a link to the website. So make it a little easier.
That's
for
cool.
Them. Absolutely.
Heck yeah.
We're going big time this
year. Well, I really
time.
Enjoy your group, man. I'm glad I met y'all guys.
I appreciate
you and that. All the guys that handle all the business on there, too.
Yeah, my right-hand man, Gary Sparks, and, you know, we got Scotty Hamm and Mandy Balk, and, oh, my God, you know, 16 of them.
You're lucky,
and,
man. Telling you.
I tell you what, I really am, because these guys believe in what we're doing, even though I had to jump off for a year and a half. I mean, who comes back to a year and after a year and a half and everything's just running bright, you know?
you had the right folks in charge, I'm telling you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, look for big things coming from V&S Series. You know, I'm definitely gonna throw a party on the East Coast. We'll see how big, how many sponsors we can get to throw in on that, and get all the.
Well, I'm down, buddy. When you get to getting it, I'll help out.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We learned a lot from the last time, so we're gonna do it again, and see about it. But let me see here. Oh, we do have another caller. I think this is probably... All right, 816. I was ready to end the show. Nobody's listening. Nobody's calling in. I'm going to go to this. See if they got a question for Mr. Murphy.
Robbie.
Hello.
you're really muffled on your end, Rob.
Am I really muffled? Okay.
Yeah, really muffled sounding.
All right.
I couldn't tell because all the smoke.
All right.
Yeah, he's not too loud.
Yeah. Is that any better, Mr. Moore?
Yeah, a little better.
All right, a little better. Very good. So what's
going
on?
It could be the cotton mouth, I guess.
Oh, shit. I'm ready to drink a whole glass of water. God damn.
That doesn't help.
No, yeah. It usually doesn't.
Even I remember that from being a teenager. That don't help.
Oh, no. And milk is even worse. I don't know.
Yeah, I was out to dinner, and I thought, wait a minute, there's a radio show. I need to call in and listen to it. I figured there'd be a bunch of people in here.
No. Just,
yeah, I know how to clear a room.
Yeah. At first, I thought it was Butch talking. He sounded like he could be his brother.
Butch. Oh, Kyle Busch, right?
No, Butch.
No,
one of our members, Butchie, down there, and I.
Oh, okay.
Yep, he's a good boy. He's a good old boy. Real cool guy.
Apparently, not enough people were tagged on the website. Just tell them to get their asses in here.
Yeah, well, it happens. That's all right. But Jim Moore is out there in Missouri, and. Well, you're going to be putting an LS in that truck whenever you do a truck, Mr. Administrator?
I've got two of them, and, you know, they haven't moved yet. I'm going to do a GTR-style regular cab, second gen, all-wheel drive, big bulgy tires all the way around.
Ooh.
Oh, cool.
Something to go chase the GTRs down the highway with.
Nice.
And the other one's going to be a Fox body.
What? Well,
the other toy I'm going to build is going to be a Fox.
You say a Fox body?
I did.
Ooh.
I know.
You going to put a Chevy in
that
it?
Ford. Built Ford tub with Chevy stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just like the body. Everything else will be all GM underneath.
Nice. So, we'll keep it going here. So, Murphy, you do
a
lot of that stuff.
The whole thing with the Fox body is one of my buddies wants to build a drag car. He actually wants me to build it, but he wants to, you know, help pay for it and all that. So that's what we want to build. It was going to either be that or a two-door Tahoe, which is getting hard to find.
Yeah, okay.
But, yeah, I'm still going to build that then.
Okay. I've been hearing that for a long time now.
One of these years, hey, it takes money. You know the deal.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I do. Hence why mine has left the garage once in the last 2 years. Yep. But, so, yep.
I got one getting out of the house. The other one just turned 18 and is about to graduate, so she'll be bolting soon. But keep trying to win that Powerball. If I get rich, then I can build all kinds of play toys.
Powerballs with people who don't know how to do taxes, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I was always in the hot rod world, and I, you know, made a right turn and got married and had kids and all that changed. And, you know, now I'm trying to readjust things to make it happen for me for a while instead.
Well, this is dragging on. We have no rhythm. Speaking of, I just wanted to mention to you, Murphy, just in case you see it come up, what I'm going to be doing is we're going to be trying out these raffles. Get people a little bit more, see what sponsors we have and their parts and stuff and get them a chance to get out and check them out. We're going to be doing these raffles. You know, probably $20, 20 spots. So it basically covers the price of either a bracket or a couple mufflers from Bill Speed or something from Brandon. But we're going to be exploring that option. So you should be seeing, you know, you guys more interested in your stuff some more, too.
Thank you. Yeah, when you get ready to do one, I'll donate it. It's kind of a specialty item, you know. It's not like you're winning a TV and anybody can use it. You know, it'd be like some guy may not be doing an AC. And, you know, the introductory deal would be like a small metal pulley kit, you know, like a $275 value. And I don't have a problem donating it into where you can wrap them off.
I tell you what. When I say raffle, I guess it's a little bit different. Where people, you know, spend $20 for 20 spots. That covers, you know, the bracket will be bought from you, from me, by me. I'm sorry. Yeah, I tell you what, there's a corner. But no, I'll be purchasing the bracket from you, and then, you know, basically raffling them off on this website. So somebody, you know, puts in $20
cool.
to get to win one of your brackets.
Absolutely beautiful product too.
Yeah. It is.
Oh, thank you.
This stuff
no,
problem,
I'm getting a little
guys.
Better at it. I've been pulling my hair out for the last 4 years to get where I'm at now. It'd been nice to start there. But you got
there's enough
series guys figure it out.
People should be buying stuff.
Absolutely. So I think there's a chance for people to.
Everybody tries to cut corners everywhere they can. So until they start making them pretty, then they don't buy stuff like that. At first, they want to make
oh,
a
yeah.
fun. Like, then they're like, oh, that looks horrible. Let's do something different. There you go. Here's your
yeah.
answer.
Yeah, they get on there and tag me, and there's a guy talking about taking a hacksaw to his bracket, you know. I'm like, yeah, that's not really the guy that's looking for my part.
Call Mr. Wallace, bitch. You're doing
right. They talk about, all you got to do is take and cut it off right here and do this, put a long bolt through there. I'm like, yeah, probably not going to help him much.
Yeah, I think I even saw that. That was interesting. Now, you know what the thing I like to you're economical. If you price out the other brackets and you price out what you got, and like you said, yours comes all in the box. Hence the simple part. You
heck
put
yeah.
little zip ties on everything. So basically, you take those off, match up the bolts, and that's it. Bolt it on.
Well, and it's geared for what we're doing, too, not some random bracket you're sticking on there and hoping it works.
Yep.
Heck yeah.
So you have no callers for your after show, huh?
I have absolutely no callers. I would have to make it another 38 minutes, so I don't think we're going to do that. But we can
microphone horrible.
You never know. You gotta be pretty busy on a Super Bowl weekend. A lot of drunk drivers out there in Minnesota.
What?
A lot of drunk drivers out there in Minnesota. I mean, not Minnesota, Missouri.
I don't know. I'm off this weekend, so I don't even care. I'm gonna record the game, so I can fast forward through the crap and watch the commercials.
Oh, very nice. So
yeah, there's actually
as soon
a commercial
as you know who
that
wins, as soon as you know
I don't
who
even
wins,
care.
Just text it over to Jimmy.
My Chiefs didn't make it, so I don't care. Yeah, there's supposed to be a commercial. I believe it's a Head and Shoulders commercial that was shot on the Independence Square. My wife's company that she works for, they own the entire Independence Square out here. So they own all the restaurants, all the theater, and all that stuff. They shot a commercial. Some $5 million spot for a commercial up here. And I believe
holy
it's a Head and Shoulders commercial.
Crap. That's nuts.
I think it's Head and Shoulders. I'm not real sure. So there will be little parks in the Independence Square. She spent the whole day up there letting them in different buildings and making sure they had drinks when it was time for them to drink and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, rich people problems.
Yeah, that's the problem tonight. That's what everybody's doing.
Right.
They're making sure they got something to drink or they're drinking.
Yeah, but you underestimate these guys. Most of them do it every weekend, so it's not any different.
It's normal.
Right.
Maybe they're on maximum overdrive this time around.
Just with a lot more yellow.
Weather got nice. That cold front went bye-bye. Everybody decided it's time to not worry about a radio show tonight.
No, that's right. You guys get hit out there with that cold?
Oh, yeah. It was negatives down in the teens and the negatives for a couple days, and now it's back up to almost 60 today.
Oh, man, it was a beautiful day, wasn't it?
It was real nice. Make you want to take
the
truck out.
Not working on the boat, trying to get it ready for snagging season next month.
For what season?
Get my boat ready for snagging season for spoonbilling.
I have no idea what you just said.
It sounds fun, whatever it is.
It does.
Something I may want to try.
Drag hook through the water and you snag a spoonbill fish.
A spoonbill?
Chop it up. Paddlefish.
I think I'd run from that.
Oh, no. That's probably the best tasting fish on the planet.
No joke. I never even heard of one.
Good stuff.
That's cool.
Very cool. All right, guys.
I will end the agony. What's that? Yeah.
Next time, trick them. Tell them it's somebody else. You tell them it's L.S. Simple Man, they're like, oh, that man put me to sleep. I watched one of his YouTube videos.
No way.
No, I did put I put a video on my little Facebook account thing, you know, and yeah. I got 5,000 and something likes on it, on a crazy, just a truck I built, you know. I didn't pay to boost it or nothing, just one of my ramblings on, you know, the video. It's almost got 6,000 likes.
That's cool as hell.
It's crazy.
That's cool as hell.
And my little Facebook thing, I know it don't mean a lot, but I got like coming up on 50,000 likes or whatever.
Wow.
People that own there, 50,000. That's crazy.
I'll tell you what. That is real crazy.
Crazy, I tell you.
Crazy, I tell you. And you know what, guys? whether or not you have an S10, we may get other people that listen to the show. I don't. Not tonight, but Murphy makes them for all different applications, different styles. You want air conditioning, you want no power steering, you want this, you want that. And as you hear, the man does custom stuff too. I mean, you can describe it, he can build it. So
that's it.
You know,
I love a challenge.
Absolutely, and
we do a lot of blower stuff, LSA blowers. Actually fit in these little S10 trucks too. You talk about something, wake them up, buddy. Yeah, they're cool.
Really?
They'd be whistling like crazy. An LSA? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you used to buy them cheap on eBay. They got wise a few years back. But they're still cheaper than anything out there as far as, like, a blower. The turbos. They're fairly inexpensive. That one guy sells them. I forget the name of that company, but he's got a lot of turbos and stuff for a good price. But that LSA blower, that's a pretty neat little deal. It adds a good bit of horsepower.
Let's see. On a 6.2, it produced about 9 pounds of boost. I'm looking at it here. That's not a cheap upgrade. Holy crap. There's about $6,000 right there.
Out there.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you can build your own kit cheaper than you can buy one. That's for sure.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I don't know.
I sell a lot of them with the AC up top. You ain't fooling with air conditioning on your ride, do you?
No, I don't. But you know what? The next build I do, I will. I'd love to do a... Extreme Blazer. I just like it. I like the looks of it. You know, it doesn't have that old man interior. It's got a little bit more sporty of a feel to it. So I might just go all out drag truck with the Sonoma and then just get a daily driver. That's fun.
Heck yeah.
Don't tell the wife I said that, though. All right.
Jackie hears all, man. You ain't getting nothing by her. You might think you are.
Yeah. Well, Murphy, we'll let you know. Like I say, I want to do another video contest. That was really cool last time. We had a lot of guys that, you know, kicked the game up, cool entries. So maybe we'll talk to you, and, you know, everybody's doing an LS swap. So maybe get you, if you want to donate a bracket for that, that'd be cool. We'll be doing those auctions, see if it pays off. You know, I'm not looking, I'm making a lot of money. I'm not knocking anybody who runs these things that makes a lot of money at the end of the auction. It's not me. I'm not saying I'm better, or I'm worse or whatever. But you know, for a small fee that usually I, just dump right back into V&S series, you know, we'll run these auctions. You get $20 in, out of 20 spots, it's a chance to win a $225 bracket. So,
heck cool. Yeah.
You know, I don't gamble. I don't play the lottery. But, you know.
I don't win nothing, man. I'm always the guy that gives it.
Yeah. But, you know, a 1 out of 20 or a 2 out of 20 chance is a lot better than your chances of winning the lottery. So, until next week, we're going to be doing this consistently at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Seems like a good time, except for this weekend. But until then, Murphy Wallace, you take care of yourself. Have yourself a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon, brother.
All right, y'all be good. See you, buddy.
All right. Very
bye
good.
Bye.
So, guys, that was Murphy Wallace of lssimple.net. Murphy's been with us a few years. We've been promoting his stuff. Real cool guy. Really knowledgeable. So get in touch with him. Use our promo code VADSSeries and you get 10% off your order. So until next week, you guys be safe.